Welcome to the first episode of Geek Love Radio, broadcasting on September 7th of 2004. And I'm here with DJ Sub-Zero.
What's happening?
And of course, I am DJ Moss.
I'm DJ Sub-Zero.
And this is our new radio show, Geek Love Radio.
And welcome to it.
And what we're going to do here is give some love and relationship advice for all the geeks out there.
Oh yeah. Basically, this is how it's going to happen. We decided a while ago, since we were both giving out a lot of love advice to people, for some reason, that just kept coming to us for no apparent reason, out of the blue. I won't drop names, I won't be a stock dropper, but people would come to us and ask us questions, and they still do. So we decided that we were going to make this show and go with it.
Yeah, we've been getting lots of IMs from various people saying, what should I do with this situation? You know, there's this girl in my class that I don't know how to talk to. What should I do? I don't want to go up to her and look like an idiot.
Yeah, I've had the... yeah, my boyfriend is cheating on me, and he beats me over the head, but I still love him. What do I do? So, basically, this show is for anybody right now that has relationship advice that needs to be given out or that they need it. This show is for people that are married. This show is for people that are single.
Well, and of course, this is for geeks. Geek Love Radio. We're going to be dropping some geek news. Maybe give some hacker news. You know, anything related to the geek or hacker community.
And honestly, we're all geeks inside. So, if you're listening to this and you think you don't fit the geek stereotype, I would almost recommend that you keep listening because you'll eventually see that you do fit the geek stereotype.
And of course, this is the first episode, so this is why we're giving you all this information. So you're set up, you know, for the future shows. And, just for your reference, the future shows are going to be Monday nights at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yep.
We're planning on broadcasting live eventually. We're still setting up the Shoutcast server, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how much bandwidth we have available for this. And if we're going to be able to use anyone else's Shoutcast servers.
We have the equipment set up nicely. This is a test run show. As it's going, we're just kind of doing this on basically Tuesday morning. I'm not going to lie to you, this is Tuesday morning. But,
yeah, I don't know what time it is. It's a little bit, I think it's going on 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. But we figured we'd do this. We would be doing the show live, though, eventually at 10 on Monday.
And with more people in the studio. We do have a studio set up here. It took us about, about an hour maybe to get it set up.
Yeah.
That includes a trip to Walmart to buy an extra microphone. But while at Walmart, DJ Sub-Zero did pimp the show to the cashier.
Oh, yeah. I forget what the guy's name was.
Who whipped out a pen and a piece of paper and wrote it down, and he was like, I wish lots of luck to you.
Yeah.
He's a pretty...
He looked like the stereotypical, I'm going to be playing... Knights of the Old Republic for like 9 hours when I get home after work. So
yeah, he definitely looks like the kind of person that needs the advice. Actually, a little story about that guy is that he's been working at the Walmart here for, you know, the last 2 years. And my ex-girlfriend was afraid to even go in his line because he was so freaky. The one time she did, she was buying some perfume, stuff called Curve. And, well, while going through the line, like, he saw what she was buying. He's like, hey, I like your curves. And she was thinking, okay. She didn't really get the joke, and she thought it was the funniest thing ever, and she was just kind of offended. And she refused to go in his line going forward. Even if he had nobody in his line, and the other line had, like, 12 shopping carts loaded, she would get in the 12 shopping cart line just to avoid this guy.
Yes, this show is for you. And
so,
when he listens to this later, he's gonna.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, you were a good cashier to us.
Yeah,
you gave us the correct change, and you were polite and courteous, and you didn't fit the Walmart stereotype. So, mad props to you. But this show is definitely targeted to.
No offense.
Your
we're all geeks.
Whatever you want to call it.
Okay,
so what's next on the agenda? On the agenda.
All right. Now, usually after we do our little intro things and we talk for a bit, you know, see what's going on, we'll probably eventually talk about our weekends and what we did. We have our next item to talk about is our letters and emails that we're going to get. As it stands, right now we have no letters or emails.
But, that's a call out to the listeners of this first episode. Send us your questions. We'll give you some advice. But as a disclaimer, we are not professionals at this.
Yes.
And we're still working on the appropriate, proper disclaimer.
I am consulting some legal counsel as we speak.
This is for entertainment purposes only.
Yes, we are not in any way, shape, or form experts at dating or giving out dating advice. We just happen to give a lot of it, and we just happen to know some good advice most times. And we haven't had any complaints yet, obviously, since people keep coming back to us.
Yeah, we haven't had any advice that's turned sour or messed someone up pretty bad.
So, now we'd usually be talking about emails. And since we have no emails, I'm going to talk about a chat conversation I had last night with a girl. And I'm not going to drop her name because she probably wouldn't like that, but I'm going to tell you what the email or what the chat conversation is about. So, she popped on like at 2 in the morning, and I was online, of course, talking to people because I have nothing better to do. And I was talking to her, and she's out of the blue says, "Hey, I need some advice." I'm like, "Okay, go for it." I'm like, "That's what I'm here for." So, she was talking to me, and she says, basically, she looked at... She was talking to some guy on the phone, and she asked the guy this question. She just said, "Hey, if I just stopped talking to you right now, would you be upset?" And the guy said no. He's like, "I probably wouldn't be too upset." And so she kind of got pissed off at him and hung up on him. And I was talking to her, and I was trying to get more background information on how, you know, why this happened, or like, because it was kind of weird. So I was talking to her, and she said, this happens a lot. She said that they stop talking and then keep talking again and stop talking. And I told her, I'm like, well, that's probably why he didn't really care, because he knew he was just going to keep talking to her no matter what, since they always come back, you know, and talk. But this poses a good question. Girls, sometimes, for any girls that are listening to this, no offense, but sometimes you ask questions that are really hard to answer.
Yeah, the impossible questions that there is no correct answer to.
Like, do I look fat in this dress?
And the only correct way to answer that is by just acting like you didn't hear and walk away and permit her to ask that a question again.
If we sat there and if I said, "Yes, you look fat in that dress," I would probably get slapped. Or if a girl asked me, "Do I look fat in this dress?" and I said, "No, you look fine," she'd probably be like, "No, you're just saying that to make me feel better."
Yeah, just saying that to make me feel better because I really do look fat. You just don't want to tell me.
And as much as those questions are sometimes needed, you know, just so you can see what responses you get, most guys really are just going to be honest and really don't care. I'm going to lay it out right now. Most guys are really simple-minded. What we say is what we think, almost, sometimes, to an extent. I mean, I'm not saying that we're all, like, you know, stupid or whatever, but honestly, if you're trying to analyze us, sometimes it doesn't go deeper than what it looks.
And if you have the kind of girl asking questions like that regularly, just drop some compliments before she even gets a chance to even do that.
Yeah. So the advice I gave this girl, I basically told her, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, one, you shouldn't be trying to analyze him, because he obviously isn't going to fall for it. I mean, he obviously is sitting there, and he knows what's going to happen. And he sees that no matter if you did say you were going to stop talking to him, that you'd go back and start talking to him anyway. So trying to make him answer a question that doesn't really matter, some hypothetical analytical situation, and trying to read him through that question, it's kind of absurd, almost. So that's my advice to her, that just stop asking the questions and find out what's really going on. Because unless you start talking to him normally, and she was having problems because she didn't know exactly where she was in the relationship with this guy. And so I'm like, well, just ask him, you know, be honest. And she, instead of trying to find out through, like, analytical and hypothetical questions, just ask him.
Yeah, don't go the roundabout way. Just come straight out with it. That's how you save lots of drama in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Honesty. It's a good thing.
I mean, it might suck to be honest, but you just gotta do it and get it over with. Oh, you're just prolonging the drama.
Exactly. So, right now, since we have no more letters, or unless you have something to talk about, any situations that you've been in lately?
Nothing as of late, really, except for just small things people have been asking, but, you know, that doesn't really... It's not really worth talking about, so we can just move on to the next topic.
Alright. Now we're gonna have... Usually at this time of the show, we have a dating tip of the week.
Or, maybe a dating guideline of the week.
Dating guideline. Yeah, that would be better.
And, so this week... and this is one that's come up a bunch of times with people asking us for advice. Is, the age question.
Yeah.
How young is too young for your girlfriend or boyfriend to be?
Honestly, I'm 21. I have a 3-year rule. I'll go 3 years up and 3 years down. But I have exceptions. If there's a hotter chick and she's like more mature and if we click, you know, or whatever, and she's older, then that's cool. Honestly, anything below 18 is kind of young, especially when they're in high school. No offense to anybody that's listening to this in high school, but there's a definite maturity level between high school and college. Even if it's between 3 months of graduating high school and being in college, there's definitely a different maturity level already. And so, for me, I have a 3-year limit. I don't know, what's your limit?
Well, I don't go any lower than 18, and I'm 23. So,
see, I think my 3-year limit's going to expand as I grow. Because
yeah,
18 is the base, and it was 18 before, too. So
the thing that I've noticed, and I'm not sure if this applies to everyone, but it definitely applies to me, is that I'm not really attracted to girls my age. And girls my age are usually going after guys that are older than me.
Yeah, that happens a lot. You have the freshman girls trying to date the older college guys sometimes. And that even happens in high school. If any high school people listening, you always have a perfect example. At a high school in my town, I won't drop the name, a lot of the sophomore guys this past year were dating the senior girls, and I'm friends with a lot of the seniors that graduated this past year. And a lot of the guys in the senior class were upset because all these sophomore kids were actually dating and, like, hanging out with these senior girls, and the guys in the class were kind of pissed about that. But, I mean, age, I honestly have no... My best advice is just go with the flow. I mean, if you have a girl and you like her and you click and you match, you have things in common, then just go with it.
But what about people who are the high school age, people who are 18 and below, you know, the non-legal people? My rule then was not to date anyone who wasn't old enough to be in high school with you. So that gives you, that 4 year there.
Oh, definitely. If you're in high school, don't try to date middle school kids.
That's kind of... I mean, only date people that...
Unwritten rule right there.
Yeah, if you're in ninth grade, your age range is people in ninth grade to 12th grade. And chances are you're not going to get anybody in 12th grade when you're in ninth grade, unless you're a ninth grade girl, then...
If you're some freshman pimp, dude, and you can get some senior girl, man, you're going to have
the
women
go for it.
And if you are that freshman kid that is dating the senior girls, call us up, because, we can put you on the show.
So, basically the guys that are in 10th, 11th, and 12th are a little bit better off than the guys in 9th, just because they have that... extra year or two or three.
Yeah, they have an advantage. And I'd have to say, like, when... Honestly, when you're dating in high school and even in college, age isn't, I don't think, a big factor. It's more of trying to find somebody. And, I mean, and even, like, in the real world, like, when we're working, the real world, it sounds so long. But it's not age. It doesn't matter about age. It's trying to find somebody that fits you. And that's the hard thing. So trying to limit... If you're trying to find somebody within a certain age range that fits you, you're only decreasing your odds by, like, a lot. So if you can, if you do have an age range that you're trying to stick to, say like 3 years, like for me, and say I was like 17, I might want to expand it to 4 years, or like even now I might want to expand it to 4 years. You know, just something to expand and broaden my horizon of possibilities.
Yeah. But on top of the age thing, you also have the range of your personal evaluation, and then who you are going to be able to get, basically. There's people who aim way too low, and there's people who aim way too high.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
You have to kind of do the self-evaluation and see where your range is.
Yes.
But that's a whole other topic for a whole other show.
We will save that, because we have a lot of more shows to go.
A lot of more.
Our next... That was our dating tip. So our dating tip was ages, and basically we have no preferences. Up to you.
Yeah, just don't get yourself in trouble.
Don't get yourself
if
in trouble.
If you are one of our rare listeners who's in the 40s or 50s range, stay away from the 18-year-old girls, just because...
Sometimes they're not 18. And this is going to go in another show, too. We'll continue to talk about
this. Yeah, also, you got to make sure that you need to verify their age. Just them telling you that, you shouldn't just take that as, you know, the end all, because there are girls who look 18, who act 18, but they're just only going on 13.
Yeah. I have a lot of examples and pictures and stuff we'll talk about in future shows.
I mean, that goes the other way around, too. I'm 23, and people think I'm about 18, 19.
Yeah, because you look 18, 19.
But, I get older and I look younger. And hopefully, when I'm going on 40, I'll finally look 20. And, you know, I'll be 40 macking on the 20-year-old girl. So
that'll be good.
Unless I'm snatched up by then.
Yes.
Out of the game.
So, advice for age... Do your thing. Don't get in trouble.
Yeah. And if you do, it's not our fault.
Yes, we're not professional. All right. I'm going to let DJ Mullis go into this next topic here.
Okay. Well, so our next topic is going to be the geek news section of the show. And I was thinking this week I would kind of almost rant a little bit on the iPod situation, so to speak.
Rant away, brother.
I'm not sure how this rant's going to go, because I haven't really rehearsed it, but I have no idea what the hype is with the iPod. Everyone is talking about, I want the iPod. Everyone's trying to get the free iPod thing, where you basically sell yourself and sell some friends and buy some products, and you can get that free iPod, and who knows how long it takes. And basically, my biggest beef with the iPod is that there's lots of other devices that do the exact same thing, and sure, the iPod has the notebook hard drive in it, and it's made by Apple, which is cool, but there are other players out there that play MP3s. Why is this the only MP3 player that is the number one that everyone's hyped about? I mean, I played with it. I mean, the navigation on it is cool with that little wheel thing. And the click wheel, whatever they call it. But, how hard is it to cycle, through your songs, how much song you want to play?
Honestly, my biggest pet peeve is not with the iPod itself. I have a problem going through 300 different songs to look for the song that I like. Because, I have a lot of CDs that I bought that I downloaded.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know what? Like, it has features, where it knows what songs that you play, most often. And, but there's other players that do that. I remember that, I can't remember the name of it, but there's players that were doing that long ago. I mean, sure, they didn't have as much storage space on them, but, as time goes on, storage space keeps growing, and there's ones that, that are basically RAM inside of it, and they're not a mini hard drive. Try to see how much of a beating your iPod can take compared to something that, with RAM instead of an actual hard drive in it.
There was that thing with the iPod battery, too. I don't remember what that was about. I think...
Being recalled or something like that?
Yeah, I think there was... I'm not quite sure what it was. Obviously, we didn't prepare for this show very well. But I think there was something dealing with the iPod battery and how it would die after a while. And I don't know if it got recalled or not. I'll have to do research on this.
don't get me wrong, like, if someone offered me an iPod, or if I was going to, you know, whether Duke or Drake, whatever.
Yeah, it was Duke.
If someone was giving me a free iPod as part of my tuition, I'd be all for that. And I guess one thing is cool is I was looking at the iPods today online, is that if you order them from Apple, you can get them laser engraved with, like, two lines of whatever you want.
Yeah.
So you can get your handle or your name or whatever you want on it, which is cool. You think you pay, like, I think it's $10 to $20 more to get that laser printed on there. Laser engraved, I mean.
For all you fellas out there, or ladies, that would be an awesome present if you have the money to buy your special loved one an iPod saying, "I love you" from this person or whatever. That would be a nice present.
I just got a good idea. We definitely need to get that P.O. box so that listeners can send the Geek Love Radio host some love.
Oh, yes.
In the form of iPod or more audio equipment. Actually, I think we got enough audio equipment here in our studio now. How many speakers do we have in this?
We got 15 speakers.
About 15 speakers?
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of DJ equipment. We've got mixer set up.
CD players, laptops everywhere.
We're all ready to go. Well, anyway, back to the iPod thing. What I have to play my MP3s, other than my laptop or my, you know, my desktop, is I have a cheap portable CD player that plays CDs and it plays MP3 CDs.
Yeah.
And a CD, you can fit quite a bit of MP3s on there. I think I usually fit around 5 albums. You know, it all just depends on the compression you use. You know, at what level you want your audio to sound like.
Yeah.
And it's got like 120 second anti-skip on it.
I'm one of the people that like to travel. I travel everywhere. I've traveled a lot of places around the world. And I go on road trips all the time too. And my thing with this is, if I'm driving, I usually listen to a regular CD player. One, because I can't get the iPod thing into the, you know, to work. Mm-hmm. They have the nice XM radio thing, but we can talk about that some other time. But other than that, I'm always stuck with CDs, so I always have the CDs with me that I carry. Now, if I wasn't driving, I could see how that might come in handy, but after an hour, usually of not driving, I'm always passed out. I'm always sleeping. So, like, no matter where I go, I don't think there would be a time where I could listen to 300 songs at a time. Like, filling a 20 gigabyte iPod with music and me having it there, I don't find it convenient. I mean, some people might, but I just don't see why I'm going to ever use 300 songs on a CD. I mean, like, I have a CD player that does the exact same thing, and I can carry, like, 3 CDs with me, and I'm fine with that.
And I've known some people who have iPods, and they say that they only really listen to maybe, 30 songs of, you know, the thousands that they have on it. people usually don't listen to a wide array of songs. They listen to whatever songs they're feeling at the moment. There's some cool accessories for the iPod. I mean, they have that the FM broadcasting thing where you can broadcast to a stereo. But you can get those adapters for anything else anyway, and you're going to pay a lot less than the specialty one that's proprietary that hooks up to your iPod. So it's not that groundbreaking. I think I had a little small FM transmitter for a portable CD player way back in the day just so I could broadcast to some car's, you know, radio that only had a cassette, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just ones that only had a radio, no cassette. And the quality was alright.
Definitely. I mean, I remember having the exact same thing. And, like, because I didn't have the adapter for a tape player, so I had to buy the FM transmitter.
I mean, there's other things, you know, the whole hacking the iPod thing, and you can use the hard drive on it for, you know, other forms of storage. I mean, you could drop pictures on there and stuff like that, which is cool, but, you know,
it's an expensive toy.
If you just want something convenient to drop pictures on, why don't you just buy one of the, you know, USB, key sticks, whatever.
The USB, yeah.
Memory, you know, stick, whatever. I forget. I don't know what I should know. We're hosting Geek Love Radio, and I'm blank with what they call those. I call them key drives, something like that.
I still think, for what it does, there's cheaper ways to get around it. And I'm always trying to find cheaper ways, because one, I'm a college student, and I don't have much money. So.
Yeah, and what I did all last year is I went to the Evil Corporation Walmart, and they had this cheap MP3 CD player that was portable. I had already had rechargeable, you know, AA batteries. which lasts surprisingly a lot longer than regular batteries.
That's another thing. Can I just rant about that really quick? Alright.
Okay, just let me finish what I was going to say. Well, anyway, it takes CDs, you know, and CDs are cheap as hell. And you don't need to... You could just buy one CDRW and load it with your MP3s, and when you're tired of it, rewrite the CD with new MP3s, and... You know, that's the cheap way to go. You could have your MP3s with you, you know, and as many as you want based on the compression. And what, you can get that probably for less than $30. I think I did it for less than $20. But I'll let you go ahead and rant about the rechargeable battery thing.
No, well, I was just going to mention the whole battery thing, too. Anytime I use, like, you were mentioning about your CD player thing, like, I can understand where that would be cool. But, like, another thing, trying to listen to 300 songs with, like, a set of batteries, that could get kind of expensive, too.
Yeah, the battery thing, that's why, actually, between my digital camera and my MP3 player, that's why I got into rechargeable batteries. I didn't think I really needed them before then, because I wasn't going through AA's that fast, because I only really had them in remote controls.
Yeah.
But once you do get them, they do last a lot longer, just from... you can take your Duracells or your Energizers, just the regular ones, and, you know, a rechargeable Energizer, and you're going to get at least 2 more hours of use out of it, from my experience with my MP3 player.
Yeah, I'm looking at tech specs of iPods right now, and most iPods last up to 8 hours. And when you're going to listen to 300 songs in 8 hours of battery life, beats me almost. But I don't know. Basically, it says up to 8 hours of battery life. Up to 12, depending if you want to pay more money for the 20 gigabyte or 40 gigabyte versions of it.
You know, but they're selling these things like candy, though. I mean, that's why they're coming out with the iPod Mini, which is just different colors. And you know, Apple is all about the. You know, all about the glam, I guess.
And
I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, with Apple products.
I have nothing against Apple at all. I just think this also. I think it's just everything's a fad. I mean, people are just trying to get the latest and best things in every area. I mean, when PDAs, like color PDAs, came out, everybody was like, "Damn, I need to get my hands on one of those."
And then when camera phones
get out, you know, everybody has a camera phone.
And half the camera phones out there that they take shitty pictures.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that you gotta do. I'm the type of person that would rather save my money and listen to a CD on a CD player.
You know what? I may own an iPod just for novelty purposes, but I bet when I buy one, I'm going to probably pay less than $50 for it.
I signed up for a free iPod thing.
Oh, you did that thing? I already talked about that. The free iPod giveaway.
Yeah.
Where they have the, basically sell yourself and sell your friends. And maybe,
yeah.
You know. I've heard stories about that actually working, though.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see if it works, though. I signed up to it. I didn't want to sign up any of my emails or any of my friends' emails. So I basically created some fake Yahoo accounts and signed myself up for other email accounts. And basically I've been waiting for my verification to go through. I got suckered in, I guess. I didn't get suckered in, but I decided to go for the Columbia House DVD thing. I've been wanting to do that for a while, so I decided that I should go for the 5 DVDs for 49 cents and then 5 for the next,
you
know, 2 years.
You know what? It might actually be a little bit better to go with, like, Netflix, because, you know, geeks out there would get their movies, rip them, make copies, and send them back.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of actually just paying, see, Columbia House, they're just kind of a... They used to have this thing where they'd send you, like, the pick of the month, back when I was playing with Columbia House back in the day.
Yeah.
They'd send you their pick of the month CD unless you sent back this card saying you didn't want it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm going to have to deal with.
But I was always doing that when I was really young. Like, I'm talking, like, 10, 11 years old. So I would do this, get all the free CDs, and then they start billing me for these CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
And then my parents would write them back telling them that I was a minor and that they didn't want them sending these CDs to me. And then they would drop it all and wouldn't have to pay anything. And
I wonder if I could just... we'll have to do some exploration on that and see what happens.
Yeah, Hacking Columbia House.
Victory.
Kind of what? It's like Terre Haute, Indiana. Is your family address?
Yeah.
Never change it.
We'll see. I might have to make a road trip to Indiana sometime.
We also need to do a little bit of social engineering to Playboy to demonstrate some of the free magazine getting skills. Actually, doesn't works other magazines too. It's just that here in our studio, Playboy is the magazine of choice, and you'd be surprised how many girls pick that up and read it. I think we have more girl visitors that read the Playboy than male visitors.
I would have to say so too. I think in the past 2 weeks we've had probably about like 15.
Oh, upwards of like 20, I bet.
Yeah, 20 girls stop by, you know, come in, sit down, chill for a while. And we've, honestly, that's the first thing they go to. It's on our coffee table. We basically set it out as a novelty item, just because, honestly, I read it for the articles. I know you guys are probably all laughing right now, but I do read the articles in it.
Yeah, and you can quiz him on it, too. He'll actually answer your questions. He knows the articles.
I don't say I don't look at the pictures. The pictures are awesome, but... the articles have good information in them too.
It's artistic. It's not hardcore nudity or whatever you want to call it.
It's not like the Hustler Eat Me Out sort of.
Yeah, it's not the more pink, less green motto, whatever they have. Yeah, we don't want to drop the show to that low, but you know what? I think we've actually gone. How long has it been? It's 32 minutes so far on the show, and I think we haven't actually dropped any swear words yet.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Another thing with this show, since at the moment we are not affiliated with anybody, or we are not under FCC rules, we can cuss as much as we want.
Take that, American Airlines.
Screw you. But so we can cuss as much as we want. We've been good about this tonight. So. All
right. Yeah. Back to the Playboy thing is, you know, girls just don't pick them up and glance at them. They sit there on the couch and they read them from front to back. They sit there for like an hour with one magazine.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll look at pictures and say, you know, do you like that? Do you think that looks good? Or they'll try to compare themselves. And girls do that a lot, if you notice. They like to compare themselves.
A lot of girls.
If you look at a Cosmo magazine, it's basically all girls in that magazine. They may have, I think they have, like, the guy with his shirt off of the month or something like that. But my ex-girlfriend would get that magazine, and she would say that she liked to compare herself, and girls like to compare themselves to the girls in the magazine. And, you know, gives them ideas of how they want to look, etc.
Well, there's a... I guess there's just a lot of... I don't know if it's with girls, but everybody has these self-image ideas that we'll probably get into later on in different shows, but it has to do with just, you know, being liked, and a lot of people just don't like who they are. So,
yeah.
They're always trying to change themselves.
So what's next on this show?
Next is Top 10.
The Top 10 list on Geek Log Radio from our home office in wherever...
Usually, we're going to have a top 10 list of, top 10.
He's just digging it up right now, listeners.
Yeah, I'm digging it up online.
Not prepared for the show.
Shut up. So, but usually we have a top 10 list. We're going to have a top 10 list of just anything we can come up with during the week. Top 10 list of how the FBI is, I don't know, some whatever.
The FBI is keeping you from getting chicks.
The top 10 list that I just found online right now, it's kind of funny, is top 10 reasons to date a wrestler.
A wrestler? I thought we were going to go with soccer player.
Oh, we'll go soccer next week. I'm a soccer
player.
Let's
find something better.
No, this is pretty funny because I was just reading this. All right. The top 10 reasons to date a wrestler.
Do you need like a countdown or like a drum roll for the last one? I don't know if I can do it.
I don't know. I don't know if our sound effects are set up. Oh, we can work with that sometime.
Here, I'll try one.
Which one? Do the
rim shot.
Yeah.
No, it's not working.
Oh, damn.
What do I have to do?
Oh, wait. FX volume, is that up? Try it.
Oh. We'll try something else here. Whoa.
The right one's the volume, by the way.
Yeah, I need to go down a little bit.
My mixer, I'm a DJ.
Yeah.
And so I have this really elaborate mixer board, and they have sound effects on it. All right, anyhow, not to stray off topic. Top 10 reasons to date a wrestler. All right, number 10. Always wears his headgear.
And this is on a shirt? Like you're looking at what's it? This is actually on a shirt.
This is on a shirt. This is top10shirts.com.
Something that people would wear maybe in the South. No offense to our Southern listeners.
This is...
Actually, I could picture somebody wearing that in the Midwest, too, though.
Yeah, I could picture somebody wearing that in the Midwest, too. 9. Will eat anything. I don't know about that. I'm not a wrestler, though, so I guess
I was only a wrestler in 6th grade until I got thrown around like a ragdoll quite a bit, because in 6th grade I was pretty scrawny.
I'm going to go on a wrestling rant after this. But, all right, number 8, they know when to push and pull. Number 7, endurance. I think the soccer one's the best. All right, number 6, goes hard from start to finish. Number 5, can work on a 2-on-1. Number 4, knows how to use his hips. This is going to go in the rant later, too. Alright, number 3, can score from any position. That one is on the soccer one, too, by the way.
Yeah, they copied it.
Yeah, cheaters. Number 2, never stalls on the bottom. And the number 1 reason to date a wrestler, he knows how to ride. So for all you ladies out there, that's the top 10.
And I got an improv number 1 reason why not to date a wrestler.
Go for it.
Actually, I'm stealing this from The Breakfast Club, which is one of my favorite movies, actually. Number 1 reason not to date a wrestler, it's a guy that, or they wear tights and they roll around on the floor with other guys.
Yeah, okay. That is my... I'm not a big wrestling fan. I never have been a big wrestling fan.
Oh, what about professional wrestling when you were little?
No, I've never watched...
Oh, I was a Hulkamaniac for sure.
See, I had a weird childhood. I grew up all over the world, so... I never had a chance to go watch a lot of American wrestling and stuff like that. I was missed out on that sort of thing. But I do know this. I'm not a big sports fanatic. I play soccer for my college. I play soccer since I was 6. I'm not a big fan of watching sports. I'm not a big fan of promoting sports, mostly. You gotta do your thing. But wrestling is kind of on my top list of pet peeves in sports. Because I don't understand why two guys would want to wrestle each other in tights and just... why another guy would want to jump on another guy in weird sexual-looking positions, all sweaty.
They want to get sweaty with each other.
The hell out of me. I don't understand it. It makes no sense. And then some of these guys... And especially, like, with diseases and stuff that you get, too, man.
Yeah, I remember, unfortunately, I did go to one wrestling meet at my old high school, only because I kind of liked one of the wrestling cheerleaders. And I saw this one wrestler from this other school who had really, really bad, like, back and chest acne.
Yeah.
And this guy had to wrestle into him and, like, touch it and stuff, and I was just like, ugh.
See, that makes no sense why somebody would want to, like, put themselves against another male and...
Personal hygiene, people.
And I'm not...
Very important.
If you're one of the people that are listening to our show that have things for males and you are a male, if you're gay, props to you for being gay, and
it's okay to be gay.
But, and if that's wrestling sort of your thing, you know, go for it. But I didn't wrestle, I've never wrestled, the only time I ever wrestled was with a girl in gym class.
See, that's a whole other sport, though.
And I let her kick my ass, because she was hot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you win or lose in that sport.
But that's my little rant about wrestling.
That's a good one.
I can't understand why people would do that. It pisses me off.
Yeah. It pisses me off, too. And wrestling is, I'm not sure if it's big all over the United States, though.
Is it more of a Midwest thing?
I don't know. You'd have to ask you, because I've been kind of stuck in this general area all my life. So, I know that professional
honestly,
wrestling is big everywhere, but that's a whole other...
Yeah, professional wrestling, that's not even in the same category as wrestling. I give more props to the people. I will say, nobody can be a wrestler, you know, you have to be in shape, you gotta be...
Yeah, it does require, you know, skill to, you know, maneuver your opponent and pin them, but...
It's not like the acting on WWE or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like
whatever it's called now.
P-J.
It's still WWF to me.
But...
Now it's this huge wrestling conglomerate.
And everything's moving on. But anyhow... Yeah, so...
Microsoft Professional Wrestling.
The Microsoft Professional Wrestling. Now, another thing that I really don't understand is all these girls that are cheerleading for it. How could you cheerlead for a sport that, like, almost nothing happens? That'd be almost like cheerleading for, like, tennis or something.
Yeah, there's some... cheerleading for tennis.
It's like, yay, hit the ball, hit the ball.
Or the chess club cheerleader team.
Hey, you know... I tried getting cheerleaders for our chess club.
Oh, you were in the chess club?
I was in the chess club, yes.
I'm a geek, but not that much. Actually, I don't think there was ever a chess club in any of the high schools I went to. Maybe there was, I just didn't hear about it.
A little background on me. I went to high school of 200 people. My graduating class was 36 people. So basically, I had to be involved with anything that the school had. I mean, like, any... functions that were available at any clubs, I was basically involved with them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to be if it's that small.
And I was like president of half of them or treasurer. And like, so.
Nice.
So the chess club we'd meet and we'd play like at lunch or something like that against like some of our teachers. That's about it.
Alright, well,
let's see.
What's next on the agenda?
Next is more letters and emails. But we get more letters.
Oh, we haven't even dropped the email address yet.
No, we haven't.
Because
we will do that.
Again, the show's going to be released this week, probably maybe tonight or tomorrow. And so this is a call for all of you listeners. I know our listener base is pretty targeted to a certain forum right now, but we're going to be expanding. We already tipped it to a cashier at Walmart, so
we're gonna.
You know, he's gonna spread the word to all of his Walmart friends. So
we're gonna have a. Hopefully we're going to get an article or two written up about us from some people that we know in this newspapers around town and on campus. So we'll get pimped out that way too. So we'll have a big listener range after this show, maybe, or after that pimp on the newspaper.
Okay, well, the email address is geekloveradio@gmail.com. Now, we were going to set up our own email server for Geek Love Radio. You know, which would be the geeky thing to do, but, you know, Gmail...
It's a gigabyte.
And it's... I trust their uptime more than I do my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my server right now is about 115 days,
yeah.
But I don't have a, you know, a UPS for that, and also, I've only set up one email server, and it wasn't that big. It was only used for just privately.
Our school is kind of...
I'm afraid if I set up an email server, I would get owned. Like, I'd have to make sure... I'd have to have someone test it for me and make sure I have the config files all right and things.
So if anyone out there knows and can help us with maybe setting up our own email server, we will give you a Geek Love Radio email account.
Now, I was talking to a certain person that was going to set up an email for Geek Love Radio, but they never got back to me, and so I don't know if that offer still stands. But we would like to set something up to give out Geek Love Radio email addresses, or just, you know, referral one, you know, where you send an email to that address, and it gets sent to, you know, your main email address.
Cool.
We are going to have contests and prizes as well.
Cool.
And there could be some big prizes coming in the future. So you have to definitely keep listening.
Yeah. Should we drop maybe ideas that we have for prizes?
No, I think we'll say that. I just say that, you know, I guess we could say from anything from stickers.
We're going to have stickers.
To paid trips to... certain places in the United States.
Yes, we might have to.
There might be plane tickets. involved.
Yes.
Due to a certain hookup that one of us may or may not still have.
We'll see.
Yeah, so don't hold us to it, but a lucky listener out there might actually get plane tickets to some certain place. Maybe the idea we had was setting up someone for a good date, send them someplace, you know, for dinner.
Like Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, to be like, so what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, because that would honestly be when some girls, women
tell
love.
Tell them you're going to take them on a date and tell them to pack.
Yeah, women love adventures and spontaneous things like that. So if you're a geek out there and you think that would be a good idea, so keep listening to our show and we'll have details hopefully in the future if this becomes possible.
Okay, well, that probably about wraps it up. So it looks like we've gotten to about 46 minutes, so we need to do some shout-outs, though. Definitely need to do some shout-outs. Well, the first shout-out I'm going to get to, I'll give is the roommates here for putting up with the noise until, what is it, like 1:40 in the morning right now? So we'll give a shout-out to Cerberon. That's what he goes by.
I don't know what he goes by.
I don't think he has a handle. He's just, we'll call him the Shan. He's the Shan. And
can we drop their first names?
Yeah,
we'll eventually be talking about them more in the show.
Yeah, we could talk. That could be a topic for another show. Is the all whole the dropping of docs thing, and that's another thing. We're sending the show here, but domains by proxy, which is getting lots of use by people. I mean, everyone wants to keep their information private. Well, I'm attempting to see how private that information is with domains by proxy. Because I bet a lot of you have domains out there that you've registered through GoDaddy and got the domains by proxy feature or whatever you pay a little bit extra for. But do you really test to see how secure that is other than maybe checking the who is and saying that your information isn't there?
You might want to give some background on this too. This is for a class.
Yeah, it's for a class. Basically, you had to write a persuasion letter or
a social engineering letter.
SE letter or anything, a letter.
For those of you who don't know what social engineering is, basically, it's just trying to get information through somebody by persuading them.
Getting them to do something that they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, by either acting like you're someone you're not sometimes or saying certain things.
You know, some people may say that social engineering is just a euphemism or whatever for lying, which it's not. Because you don't have to lie to persuade somebody. And persuasion, when you think about it, it's about the same thing as social engineering.
Yep.
Or deception is kind of around there. So persuasion and deception can be used.
But
so it's not just lying, and some people think that.
But, like, what your teacher's encouraging you to do, he's not encouraging you to lie, but he's encouraging you to basically just ask.
Yeah, and in my letter, I am not lying at all. I'm just asking for the information, telling them why I want it.
Maybe we'll throw that letter up on the website.
Maybe we'll read it on another episode. back to the shout-out. Don't know if they're going to listen to this, but we should definitely shout out to Dual Parallel and Bland Inquisitor.
Yes. Dogs from around the
country. Fine enough said right there.
I want to give a shout out to Wintermute.
Yeah, the Mute.
The Mute. He
holding it down.
he's helped us in creating the show partly a bit, too. He has given us some ideas and stuff.
And then that line is going to give a shout-out to 813 Air for giving us some good quotes for the site. If you have any quotes relating to relationships, send them over to geekloveradio@gmail.com.
Yes. We haven't pimped the site yet.
Radio. We have geekloveradio.com. I guess that goes without saying. As of the recording right now, it's just the splash page that says coming fall 2004. Because the domain was purchased this summer, actually. But
we've had this in the planning for about 4 months.
Yeah,
this
has been going since like April, hasn't it? Like, or March, we thought this up.
Yeah, March, yeah.
So we spent the time to get all the equipment together and get some ideas.
Yeah.
I know this first show kind of seems more freestyle, but it's just because we're getting used to the equipment.
Yeah. This is basically beta.
Yeah, letting you, the listeners, know what the show is all about. And just kind of getting used to Well, I'm already used to hearing my voice.
I do a lot of stuff, the acting. Because
I already do another show, which I'll pimp. Blow on this radio over at BOTR.RAMPRO.com. It's BOTR at, or dot ramapro.com, which is a retro video game and various, I'll say BS show.
That works.
And we're bringing it back on topic now. We need to get some requests from people saying, we are sick of hearing about your personal lives. So get back to the video game talk, and there is a new episode coming shortly, I might add.
Yeah, not only are we going to do this, we have a lot of other projects we're working on, too, that we'll probably start flipping out
in
the future.
There may or may not be a pretty big announcement. Kind of in lines of radio, internet radio shows. I guess it may or may not.
we'll have to.
It's too early to say, but it would be really good news, and I know we both would be pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that would be definitely. I think we have the capacity to do things.
Yeah, we definitely are set up here. Definitely set up.
But enough about that. And I'd like to shout out people in the BinRev forums that are going to be listening to this, because that's probably going to be our first listener base.
Yeah, over at BinRev.com, which I guess we don't need to advertise to them. But I found a lot of people actually know about BinRev and Binary Revolution.
Yeah.
I went to the last 2600 meeting, which was just last Friday, here at the... I won't tell it where. People can figure it out anyway. People know our docs.
We're
going to...
next show we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll do the next show will be docs, which will be next Monday.
Yes.
Which is cool, because... I'm not used to doing the weekly thing, because blowing this radio is just whenever the heck we get a time to do that.
You gotta say it.
I'll say hell. Hell's not a bad word. Okay, here's the words that are allowed to be said on this show. Hell, damn, bitch. I guess we can go with those, because those are all ones that can put on network television without any...
Can you say ass, too?
Ass, yeah, ass.
Ass. Alright.
So you can say, son of a bitch. Normally I just say, son of a... People fill in the blank. Okay, yeah. We need to...
Let's see, any other shout-outs that you can think of?
No, definitely give a shout-out to Stink Dog, because he's the one holding it down on the BinRev thing.
Exactly.
I don't think... I mean, he's got a job, and he's working on the show. He's got Hack TV, and seems like he's a pretty busy man. And, you know, his away messages up, like, 80% of the time, 90% of the time, so...
Yeah, and not to mention, he just got owned by Francis... the hurricane just
hurricane
went
Francis.
Right over his house.
Yeah, he posted something about how the line of the storm was, like, directly to his house.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun.
That happens. And then Ivan's coming back, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, Florida's getting pwned.
My last shout-out that I'm going to give for the night is for all the geeks out there that aren't associated with anything and are just listening to this and pick this up. Keep listening. We're going to have a lot more things that we're going to talk about. We're going to have a lot more dating advice. We're going to have a lot more emails. We're going to have a lot more of everything. So keep listening. We need your feedback. We need your emails. We need your anything that you want to send us. If it's just a hey, what's up sort of thing, you know, I want to get shouted out on the show for some reason, give us a reason to shout you out and we'll shout you out.
Okay, I have one more shout-out I have to give.
Okay.
This is going on for a long time, but this is an important shout-out. Shout-out to R. Ecstasy, my good friend R. Ecstasy, for composing that opening theme you heard, the Geek Love Radio theme.
Exactly.
He does some amazing stuff. He can break out songs in you know, a day or an hour. You know, he just does it. And he's got quite a few albums out, and we'll be playing some of his music on the show, because he's... You know, he's my friend. I know he won't care whatsoever if we play his music on the show.
Yeah.
And we don't have a way to end our show. We never talked about that. We have no closing quote or anything.
Dude, we have no closing music either.
We can just let the normal music just fade out. I can go up there and manually do it.
Wow. We're ghetto.
We can figure this out. Actually, what we want to do is eventually have another computer in here just for playing MP3s. Set up a playlist, whatever, for intro and outro.
Yeah, we have a lot of computers and equipment right now.
This is just getting used to. We were trying to up the quality level, make it a little bit better than the other shows out there. As far as there's other shows out there, they have content, but they're just such a bore to listen to because it's just someone's voice, and they're not animated in their voice enough, I guess you should say. Like,
I think
they're monotone, or they just...
I think this is just a breath of fresh air. I think we just need to talk about... everything's always about geek, you know, we're gonna... It's new stuff that's coming out, it's always talking about exploits, if you're into the exploits, or hacking, or something like that.
And motivation is important.
Yeah, so...
We're gonna get you motivated to try new things, try new technology, motivated to go talk to that girl you've been looking at for the last 2 weeks.
Exactly, so we're just trying to have a new breath of fresh air, new radio areas, so we can get things going, and it's just something else to listen to, so it's not the same old boring thing.
All right, well, I guess that about wraps it up, and hopefully next week we'll have some sort of outro quote for the show. Yeah, make a note of that.
Well, I can find a quote really quick.
Okay.
All right, just keep
talking. He's going to do it some random quote now.
And just keep talking.
DJ Sub-Zero is the master of quotes.
Uh-huh.
He's got like a billion of them. You always see in his away messages.
What should we... I'm gonna give a quote on happiness.
Quote about happiness.
Alright.
This reminds me of some quote from Beavis and Butt-Head where it's like, happiness. Because if your penis is happy, you're happy. Which I thought was...
Alright, that just definitely beats out my quote. So, I think let's just end
it
on that.
I win the quote battle.
Yes. Alright. We'll end it on that for the night.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. This is DJ Sub-Zero.
And this is DJ Mosk, and we'll holla at you next week.
Peace.
Late.